Okay, says the Mishnah and Daf Pei Aleph. I'm at Aleph at the top. Kasa Lagarishas Ishto Vinimlach. A person wrote a get for the purposes of divorcing his wife, and then he changes his mind. He doesn't give the get. Beishame Omrim Pasla Minakahuna. Beishame Shita is, she's already Pasla Minakahuna. Now, what does it mean Pasla Minakahuna? That means that if she would like to marry a Kohen in the future, after she can't marry a Kohen right now anyway because she's married to her husband, right? She's still married. But it means in the future, if she would like to marry a Kohen, she would not be allowed to do that. How would the future happen? How would that case ever happen? Meaning, if her husband, first husband, would die. Because obviously, if her first husband would divorce her anyway, she wouldn't be able to marry a Kohen. So the Mishnah would be saying, if the first husband wrote this get, never delivered it, and then he passed away, so then she would not be allowed to marry a Kohen. Now, at this point, it doesn't make a difference if the first husband was a Kohen or not. Right? She's a Grusha. She has the status, not of a real Grusha, but she has this connection to, we'll call it right now, a connection to being a Grusha. She's not a full-fledged Grusha. And the Mefarshim talk about this, something called Reach HaGet. Yeah.
We have to say she's not married to a Kohen. Because if she were, she wouldn't be able to stay with him. Pashup Shat. Like, just push.
Oh, I don't know. Because that would be told in the Gemara list. I'm not sure. Right? Because that would be maybe told in the Gemara. What would be then about her? Because the Pashup Shat, Pashup Min HaKohuna, would mean for the future. Okay? Uh-huh. I hear. It's an easier case to say that she's not married to a Kohen now. But I don't know if we would have a Rai 100%. Okay? Anyway, that's the... So let's keep it simple. So she's married to a regular guy. Pasul Minakuna means she would not be able to marry Kohen in the future. Next case. Next sheet. Bisal Oimrim. Afa pisha nasnu lo al tnai. Velo nasa tnai lo pasul Minakuna. Bisal says not only does that case not pasul Minakuna, not only the case where you write the get and never deliver it, even if he actually delivered the get, but the get had a tnai. What was the tnai? The tnai was you're divorced if you give me $200. And she never comes through with the tnai. She never is mekaimit, does not deliver to him $200. Turns out the get was never chal. Even in that case, she's not pasul min hakuna. So that means if the husband, first husband, would eventually die, she would be allowed to marry a kohen afterwards. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Shalach le Rav Yosef Berei de Rav Menashia mitvil l'Shmuel. So this was the following question that was sent to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us our master. Yotza alav kol. Ish ploni koin kosav ged le gar il kosav ged le ishtoi v'yoshev es tachtov v'mishamashto. There was a case where a kol went out that a certain person who was a kohen was married. He wrote a get to his wife, and she continues to live with him. And she mishamashto, right? She's living with him completely. She's living in she's mishamishim. They're living together 100%. So the din is mao. What's the aloch? Okay, so now the Chashuv HaChavrusa Shafet, right? So we have to know, why is this not Mefurish in the Mishnah? Is this not a Machlekes? Is this not a Machlekes in the Mishnah Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? Why is the Gemara all of a sudden asking a question to Shmuel? I mean, it's Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and we should pass him like Beis Hillel. Right? That according to Beis Shammai, as soon as you write again, it's a problem. According to Beis Hillel, it's not a problem. Not only writing it, even delivering it is not a problem. So what's going on here? So if you're medayik in Rashi, you really already be medayik in the Gemara, but it's a little clear in Rashi that here specifically the case is because of the kol. The Mishnah was talking about stam. You write a get l'ishto. Does that ruin it? Here the shaila was yatsa olav kol. Right? That's how they introduced the case even in the Gemara. Yatsa olav kol. Here the kol went out, and not only that, we also medayik in the second Rashi. Rashi b'masul mahu. What's Rashi adding on by mahu? Rashi has a whole arichos there. What should Rashi have written by mahu? What should Rashi have written?
Nothing,
right? And Rashi decides to tell what we understand the case. So Rashi wants to know specifically, that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah, which was not clear in the Mishnah, does the first husband have to divorce her? Here we have a case where the first husband is a Kohen. This is explicit in this case. And the Shaila is, once you have this kol, does he have to divorce her? Or maybe it's only for the subsequent marriages. Okay, but that's why it's not the exact same case of the Mishnah, because here there's a kol. The kol went out, and there we want to know, maybe this kol is strong enough to create a problem. That means, even according to Beis Hillel, because otherwise you can ask the question, not only do we have it in the Mishnah, but l'chor, what, since we pass on like Beis Hillel, right, what b'chal z'sha, obviously it shouldn't be a problem at all. So you see, this case is more severe than the case of the Mishnah, because we're talking about already a kol went out, and the Shaila can actually stay married to the first guy.
And the kol is based on Mitzias that he really did write.
He did write, like Rashi says explicitly. Rashi the Ramasal Ish Ploni Kohen. Rashi says Ma'isa Balafanim Shikasav Kohen Garish Hashishto V'Yatza Kol Beir. So he definitely did write the get. Now that wouldn't be a problem because we go like Beis Hillel. But not only did he write the get, but V'Yatza Kol Beir. And that's Rashi had, right? V'yotza kol be'ir al kach shekosav laget. In other words, there was a call about this. So ma, what's the din? So shalach lei. So Shmuel answered, teitze b'davar tzarech b'dika. He says she has to get out of the marriage. In other words, she's not allowed to stay married to her first husband. But adavar tzarech b'dika, which Rashi says, what literally means you have to check it out. Rashi says it means before we make her get divorced, we need to check out before 100% if we need to do this. So be'etzem, she has to get divorced, but we got to check it out to make sure that that's true before we do it. So Gemara asks, Mayi, like, what's the story here? Why? What are we checking out? Maybe we should check out, is there a way of quieting down the kol? So maybe that's what Shmuel meant. Shmuel meant, as it stands right now, she has to get divorced. But if we would be able to somehow quiet down this kol, we wouldn't have the kol anymore, maybe she could stay married. If that's what tzarech b'dika, so the Gemara says that can't be because of Narado, Asri de Shmuel, we know that Narado was the town of Shmuel, Uv Narado, Lomavat Nikala. The accepted practice in Narado was not to be Mavat Lakol. Rashi here quotes the Gemara coming up later on Daf Peites, and Rashi explains that the reason why they wouldn't do it is because then people are going to, the Bezin is going to get a bad rap. They're going to be like, oh, that's what happens when like bad stuff's going on in the Jewish community. The rabbis just tell you to shh, they just hush it up. That's not good. Right, so people are going to say, really, there's something happened here. This guy is an avarian, says Rashi. He's trying to remarry his wife, and he's a kohen. He can't do that. And the rabbis are saying, oh, just be quiet. Don't make a big deal about it. So because we don't want that to happen, we don't want there to be a kol to get out, says Rashi. Shelo yotziu kol shemachziki midei over aver. We don't want people to now. There shouldn't be now a rumor that the rabbis, the bezin, is putting down, is quieting up a kol, which is really a problem. So therefore, we're not Mishaskidim. So back to our Gemara. So you can't tell me that's what needs Bedika, because that can't be. We never quiet down a kol. So what's the pshat? Ella, the ikarul in a sina ksiva. So maybe the shaila was, we have to figure out if in this place they call nasina ksiva. So then the subject would be like this. Be'etzem, there's a kol, and she has to get out. But that's only assuming that when the kol is saying that he wrote to get to his wife, that colloquially could be understood as giving the get, is what I mean. So is it a place where they refer to giving as ksiva? If they refer to giving as ksiva, so then okay, so then we got it, then she has to be teitzi, because even though the kol says ksiva, the kol is what's being promulgated is that it was a ksiva, but really that means nesina. Okay, if it gave the get, then she's not allowed to stay married. But if it's a place that ksiva just means ksiva, so then even if there's a kol about it, there's no reason for us to make him get divorced, because everybody knows it was only a ksiva. The nesina never happened. And there's no problem with her staying married. So the Gemara says, okay, even if that's true, the nesina ksiva, the ksiva gufa mi lo kari lo ksiva. I understand. Even if there is a tzad, says the Gemara, that we call nesina ksiva, does that mean we don't call ksiva ksiva? In other words, it's true. They may refer to nesina as ksiva. It could be a place where, you know, when you say he wrote a get to his wife, that could also mean that he gave the get. But how would they refer in that place to writing again? They wouldn't say ksiva. They would. So it's something which you can't prove now from this kol. Just because the kol says ksiva, potentially that could be referring to nesina, since it could also be referring to ksiva, that should not be grounds to make her leave the first husband. So Gemara says, and that was a rhetorical question. Milakari la ksiva, do we not call ksiva ksiva? So Gemara answers, no, taka, we don't. In other words, obviously, it doesn't mean to say that we don't call ksiva ksiva, but it means to say, as the Gemara continues, that means you're right, that in a place where they call nesina ksiva, even though they also call ksiva ksiva, we would make them get divorced. The imagalia milsa, the karl nesina ksiva, dilma, I'm going with the side now, kosa venosan ka'amri. So, maybe the pshat is like this, that even in a case, even though it's potentially possible that it could have been going on the ksiva, but since they also call nesina ksiva, so as Rashi says, here we're going to be choishish for the kol. As Rashi says, kosav nosan ka'amri v'teitze mipnei chshad hakol. And they have to go out because of the chshad of the kol. In other words, avada is true, that theoretically it's theoretically possible that here the kol of ksiva meant ksiva. But since they also call nesina ksiva, we have to be concerned. That's enough of it's enough grounds to be concerned that there really was a nesina, and we have to be teitzah. So that would come out to the Gemara saying that that's basically what we have to figure out. We have to figure out that was the suffix of Shmuel, where suffix Shmuel said on the one end, it's true they have to be tated, but before we do that, we have to verify if they refer to the Sina with the word Ksiba. Yeah.
We the whole basis for the question was just because they call Nesina Ksiva doesn't mean that when they say Ksiva, they don't. When they say Ksiva, they might have also just meant Ksiva. And we basically have now said, yeah, and that's enough of the grounds.
Meaning exactly. When it's not so clear. It's a funny shock of Atari. Exactly.
Well, in other words, basically saying, yeah, and that's enough for us.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why I'm emphasizing from Rashi. Because the way Rashi speaks out the Kasha is much like you're saying. Uman Lemelon, the high Kasa, and Rashi Vermaskal. Rashi says, "Uman leimalon the high kasav the army nasanu." How do you know that the kasav that was being said with the call is nasan? Dilma ksiva ba'almahu. And the Gemara's teretz is that since they're regilim b'nei ir to say nesina ksiva, avagav the ksiva l'chudah nami kar ksiva, we're going to be machmirid lemechash lekala. We're just going to be chayshmer. It's like a so basically, if you read the words of the Shach v'Tar, the Gemara is not so clear. The Gemara seems to be saying, well, they don't call ksiva ksiva? And the Gemara says it, which sounds like so we're saying it, they don't call ksiva ksiva. That's not really what's going on. The hamin of the Gemara was that if they call ksiva, if they call nasiva ksiva, so then there's not enough grounds to be chayashish. The Gemara says, no, it is enough grounds. Okay. So the Gemara now says, okay, so up until now we've explained what Shmuel's psak was. Why on the one end you said Teitze, but on the other end he says you first have to figure out what's going on. You have to do a bedika to ascertain if this place they really refer to Nesim as Ksiva. If they don't, so then Shmuel will say, okay, they don't have to get out, because everybody chaps that Ksiva means only Ksiva. Only in a place where they refer to Nesim as Ksiva, we're going to have this problem. So now the Gemara says, okay, now that we understand what Shmuel was saying, now we have a kasha. So the Gemara, Teitze, you're going to tell me you have to get out because of a kol? Tell me, the situation was, we know these people are married, and there's a kol. You're going to make her get divorced from this first husband? So, if I think more, Rav Ashi kol kala debas nisuin leichashinim li. We know there's a klal, Rav Ashi paskins, any kol that comes out after nisuin, we don't have to be concerned about it. A kol that's before the nisuin, Rashi gives an example. Let's say it was a kol about a woman that she was married. Right? So, if that woman, okay, if she wants to get married to somebody else, she needs to get a get from this person that there was a kol that she was married to. But after she already got married to somebody else, and there's a kol that comes out that she was married, that we don't care about that. A kol that busted me, so we don't care about. So the same thing over here. This woman is a married woman. So now there's a kol that she's divorced. So what? We're not going to asser her now on her husband because of a kol. A kol we only take into account before a marriage happens. Here you're trying to ruin a current marriage. We don't do that. So the more answers are in a chanami. We can't force her to get out of the first marriage. My teitze. What does it mean, teitze? Not from the first marriage, but nami teitze misheni. It means from the second marriage. So that means if after this call came out, then her husband died, and then she went and married somebody else, we would force her to get married, we would force her to get divorced from the second guy, because that second marriage happened after the call. The call happened before. That's the problem.
And he's a Cohen?
Yeah, of course, the Cohen. Yeah, second guy's a Cohen. So, frekti gemar imke, not the mutzi laz al bond of shal risho. Where's this? Wait a second. You're going to tell me that the halacha is we don't force the woman to get divorced from the first guy. So she can live with the first guy happily ever after until he dies. Right? But then, 15 years later, whatever it is, after he dies, she gets married to another guy, which she wasn't supposed to. Then you're going to make her get out of the second marriage? But if that's true, you're going to be motzi las and all of the children born to the first guy after the kol. She was married to the first guy for 20 years, she had 5 kids. Right? Then this kol comes out. We don't make her get divorced. She has another 5 kids in the next 20 years. Then, after that, she marries a third guy, second guy. She gets married again.
This guy dies?
Yeah, the first husband dies after the next 20 years, right? Now she has 5 kids from him after the kol. 5 kids from her before the kol. Not that she has to have it's before the kol, but that could be the case. And then she marries a second guy and we say, sorry, we have to get out of this thing. So what are people going to say? Rashi explains. People are going to say, oh, they just investigated the matter now. And they concluded that this kol was a problem. And therefore, she was divorced since 20 years before. So just like they're making her get out of the second marriage, she should have gotten out of the first marriage. And therefore, all the children born to her after she was after this call are going to be halalim. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Lomar halalim hem sharei hotziua min hasheni shebatku achar dar minimtzu emes. Ah, they checked into it and they saw that it was emes. And they saw this call was emes. That's going to be a problem. So how could he do such a thing? So the Gemara answers, no. Kevan de Misheni, who de Mafkinan law, maybe Rishon, Mafkinan law, since we're dafka only making her get out of the second marriage, but we're not forcing her out of the first marriage, what does that tell us? That tells us something. I'll see the Memer. People are going to figure out, they're going to say, Sama Chamisa Gersha. People are not going to say, oh, they just looked into it now and realized that kol was serious. That's not what people are going to say. Fakir. They didn't bother her for 20 years. All of a sudden now, she gets married to her. Like, it must be, really, this issue only came up at the end of the first marriage. It was only an issue at the end of the first marriage.
Doesn't really fix the problem you mentioned of the kasha, though.
The what?
People's concern was that it happened 20 years ago. But the first guy died. It's not that they ended up getting divorced. It fixes it if the case was that she ended up getting divorced from the first.
No, we'll say something else happened. Sama Chamisa. Sama Chamisa Gersha. We'll say that he must have divorced her right before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're not letting him marry to the second guy. That's what people are going to assume. Yeah. Okay. Zakti Maravaiter Amar Rabba Barachad Rabbi Yechad Om Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi Boy Urei Shloke Daras Rishadim Daras Achron. Come and see that the later generations cannot compare to the earlier generations. Doiris are Yishanim, the early generations. Beishamai. Who is considered the early generation? That's Beishamai. What does Beishamai say? We just saw, and that's the connection to Arasugir, Rashi tells us, that they're very machmir b'ktushas yuchsim. When it comes to the yichus of who can be part of the kahuna, they're very machmir. And they aser any woman to the kahuna, even because of ksivas aget. So they're super machmir. In the Doiris Beishamai, they're extra machmir about the yichus of the kohan. And what about the Daras Achron? Daras Achron is Rabbi Doisa. That's Rabbi Doisa. What do we find in Rabbi Doisa? The Tanya Shavu Yo'icheles B'Truma. A woman that was taken into captivity, she's allowed to continue to eat Truma. Did Rabbi Doisa? That's Rabbi Doisa's is his Shita. Where did he get that from? Rabbi Doisa explained himself. Bechima Asallah Aravi Zeh. He says, what, you want to ask her to the kuna because of this Arab who kidnapped her? What did this guy do at the end of the day? Mipnei Shemiachla Bein Dadea Apasim Ekenua. Benakuna, because he started up with her a little bit and he was mamashmesh around her dadim. That's now a reason to ask from the kahuna. In other words, what asks her from the kahuna? Bia with the goy is going to ask her. Not stam that he, okay, so mstam he did something, but he probably didn't have bia, and therefore there's no reason to ask her from the kahuna. So this points out, why dafka aravi? Why are you talking about an aravi? So he says, because even the aravim, the chiddush was even the aravim that they are, the arvim, right, that they're shtufim bezina. They're known to be involved in immoral relations, right? So then the Gemara goes to Gemara Kiddushin that it says 10 kabin of znus came down to the world and the Arabs took 9 out of 10. So because of that, you would have thought dafka they maybe are more, we have to be more concerned than anyone else. No, even the Chedishes, no, even the Aravi, we don't have to be concerned that there was mamas from Amaisabiyah. So you see that he was very makel by kahuna. He allows this woman to be ocheles betrum. Now, the Gemara brings a similar, and this next mice is already not connected to our Gemara, but since we're talking about Rabbi Barachana about the Rezer Yisharim, so the Gemara brings a similar statement. Rabbi Barachana, Rabbi Yechonon, Mishub, Rabbi Yudabar Eloi, Bo Urei, Shalok, Deres Yisharim, Deres Achroin, Deres Yisharim, the early generations, what would they do? Machnis and Peros, Sein, Derech, Traxamoin, Ktelachayim, Bemeiser. They would dafka bring in the Peros, as Rashi says, through the main road that goes into the city, because the Allah is, your Chayim, and Chubas and Mice, when you come into the house, in the main entrance.
It's the city or it's the guy's personal.
So it's gonna be both. This traksmon means the derech hakvusha michutz the kanis lefnim. It can mean into the house. It means
its own personal.
Because the void is not about the city really. I was just saying because road. But he would use the main road to come into the city, which would bring him into the house. It could be from the city into the house. But the point is, he has to come into his property. In the main way, because that's when you're chayv and shumas and meisers, as opposed to, we'll see in a second, what the Gemara says, Masha'enkim, what happened to Doros Achronim, Machnis and Perosei and Derech Gagos, Vederech Harpifios, Kedei Lepotim and a meiser. They would dafka bring it in the not the normal entrance, in some side entrance that go from the roof, v'chule, they wouldn't come into the main entrance of the house, and this would make it Potim and a meiser, the Amr Rabbianai, Ein Atevel, Mischayv, the meiser, Achira Pnei Habayis. So they sort of called Pnei Habayis, that there's only a chi of meiser. When the food that you're bringing in sees the face of the house, which means the normal entrance, shenemar biarta kodesh min habayis, and that's referring to the normal way you come in. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu chotzer kovas. It doesn't have to see the actual house. Even a chotzer is enough to be kovas. Kovas means it creates a keva. That means it's chayiv and meiser now. Shenemar b'achol b'sharecha v'saveyu. And the pasuk says, "Achlu b'sharach." You don't have to eat dafka in your house. You're eating with the sha'arim, which refers to even the outside property in a chatzer, something like that. Tosafot points out that this is only going to help you for achilas arai. Tosafot Masal their gagos that there's something called achilas arai. That if you eat something in a unsettled manner, you're just eating it's happenstance. You're just grabbing some fruits on the fly and you're eating there. You're not sitting down and establishing a meal. So then it's allowed. But if you would establish a meal, so that would not allow you. Achilas keva would be asura even if you're coming in derech gagos, and it wouldn't be pater and meiser. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Hashem will finish the Mishnah on Sunday.